At Commodity Classic in San Antonio, we're going to talk with Tim Lust, Executive Director of National Sorghum Producers. Tim, you have your Board of Directors meeting here today, so what are going to be some of the main topics of discussion?
Well, for the first time in 3 years, we're excited to actually be talking about implementing a farm bill instead of just passing one. And so I got three different committees within our organization focused on one, the conservation title, and then a commodity and energy title, and then one working specifically on crop insurance, because still a lot of issues tied to sorghum and both new product development as well as just implementing some of the changes that are in the new farm bill there.
Yeah, were you pleased with the farm bill as far as sorghum's concerned?
Certainly. You know, when we look back at what our key priority kind of cornerstone issues were going into the bill, we feel very good about where the final product ended up from a sorghum standpoint, taking care of those key items of no harm to the insurance program and some price support, strong target price, for reference price for us, and then certainly some of the mandatory dollars in the energy title were something that we were very supportive of going in. So feel very good about the bill overall. A lot of work to do implementation, obviously a lot of producer education that's going to have to go on as they make decisions over the next several months.
Hearing a lot of positive buzz, I guess, about sorghum. I know you folks have been working hard to try to rebuild it, rebuild acres in the country.
You know, certainly almost 2 million acre increase last year in acres certainly has been positive and helped. A lot of positive momentum of private industry reinvesting dollars back into sorghum that we haven't seen in a number of years. So very excited about that component. A growing food industry that is something kind of new to us, but growing very fast and something that's provided a lot of other excitement to our industry. And then certainly, you know, the National Checkoff Program starting 5 years ago now, and being able to invest some resources into some of these key areas, and you know, Sorghum the Smart Choices branding campaign that they're rolling out and pushing, that has been very positive and kind of fits in with a lot of the other momentum that we have going as an industry.
So as far as the food industry growth, is that related to the demand for gluten-free product?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think it probably got some of its original traction in gluten-free, and certainly we are, you know, big in the gluten-free side, really competing more with rice flour than anything there. But we've seen a lot of growth in the last 6 months just in traditional markets. So whether those are cracker markets or cereal markets, not necessarily gluten-free, but just mainstream commercial markets.
I wanted to ask you, too, the fact that sorghum doesn't have any biotech, genetically modified products out there right now, blessing or a curse right now?
Well, I think it depends on which side of the equation you're on. I think certainly we have seen what some of these tools have done from the production standpoint for producers and seen the benefits of the technology on that side, and would love to have some of those technologies in our crop. Certainly from a marketing standpoint, it's no secret that it's been a blessing that we've been able to take advantage of that and had some very strong markets, most domestically and around the world, because of it. So, you know, we're continuing to work with private industry and evaluate those opportunities, and if they make sense, we'll move forward with them. But right now, certainly there's probably some benefits of not having to spend some of the time and some of the challenges that some of the other commodities seem to have right now in that area.
Are there things coming down the road here?
You know, there are. There's a lot of R&D work going on, public and private, in terms of it. They are all still several years off in terms of where any of that discussion would be.